We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. USC students finally getting their diplomas right now in person at graduation ceremonies at the Coliseum. Let's go there live in KNX 1070's John Baird.
Well, these were the first in-person ceremonies since the pandemic began, and USC combined the 2021 grads with the 2020 class. Those graduates never got a chance to cross the stage and graduate in front of friends and family. It was different, though. Social distancing was very prevalent on the field. They were on the football field, spread way out from other students. There was no tossing of the caps at the end, but these two grads in the School of Pharmacy were certainly thrilled about being able to do this.
I would say it was so grand, and we just appreciated whatever we experienced today. Yeah.
It was great, actually. Yeah. We really enjoyed this. Last year we missed this chance because of the pandemic, but thankfully President decided to merge class 2020 and 2021, and it's amazing.
He said they survived, and that's what was important. They'll have more ceremonies all week long here at the Coliseum for all the other schools at USC. That'll happen until Friday. Reporting live at the Coliseum, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We could learn more later today from the LA Teachers Union about what it will take to get teachers back on campus full-time in the fall.
So far, the LA Teachers Union, UTLA, will only say, quote, "It is our hope that all schools will be able to physically open 5 days per week in the fall, but local conditions will determine whether that's possible." Here's what Superintendent Austin Buettner recently said about conditions currently on campus.
All schools in Los Angeles Unified are now open with the highest standard of safety of any school district in the nation.
Teachers have been offered vaccinations, and now kids 12 and older can be vaccinated. UTLA is calling on LAUSD to, quote, "take bold action to transform education, to fund the supports they say students and families need to recover from the COVID crisis." Again, Superintendent Buettner outlined many of the investments already made over the past year.
The upgraded air filtration systems, wearing masks, providing personal protective equipment, social distancing, extra custodial support.
More than a year into the pandemic, most LAUSD students are still Zooming from home. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070.
University of California system is considering a tuition increase for incoming students starting in the fall of next year. But the proposal is facing some major opposition from students. UC's president, Michael Drake, says this is necessary to keep up with enrollment growth in recent years.
Our campuses have had to make painful compromises when it comes to the programs and services that are offered. Students have often borne the burden of these compromises.
California's lieutenant governor says many students are already struggling with the cost of a UC education.
Students cannot afford, with the current support that they're getting, to be able to get that education without, in many cases, ending up living out of their cars or dropping out of school for a while until they can afford to come back.
Under the proposal, tuition would go up by $642, and further increases would be tied to inflation. That concerns some UC regents, as consumer prices are currently soaring nationwide. Governor Newsom presents his revised budget plans to Sacramento lawmakers today, this morning. We already know most of the details, as he's spent the past week promoting the $100 billion spending package with a series of media events right across the state. It's triggered some criticism that it's all about fighting the recall, but the governor denied that in an interview with CBS Sacramento. He says the spending is in line with the priorities he campaigned on back in 2018.
I can only say You followed me for 20 years. None of what I'm announcing is particularly surprising. It's just the magnitude because of the incredible resiliency of the state and the fact that we can have not only record investments, but record reserves. Not only can we use those reserves to pay down debt, 100% we pay down, but we're going to pay down pension obligations.
The spending plan includes stimulus checks for two-thirds of Californians, universal transitional kindergarten for four-year-olds, and spending $12 billion extra to help tackle the homeless crisis in California. Well, California's Employment Development Department, the EDD as it's known, is behind in getting checks to nearly 200,000 people who are out of work. And the problem is not getting any better.
Thousands of jobless Californians still having trouble getting their unemployment payments, and good luck getting somebody on the telephone. A review from about mid-April found that of 3.5 million calls to EDD, just over 260,000 were answered by an actual human. Governor Newsom has pledged to fix it.
You've had 2 years to fix these kinds of things, or more.
Central Valley Assembly member and EDD critic Jim Patterson.
Fix the doggone bureaucracy that he inherited. This is on his watch. The backlog is growing.
The current director of the Employment Development Department has blamed these ongoing problems on outdated technology and staffing shortages. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California's attorney general wants to dismiss most of the rape charges against a Newport Beach surgeon and his girlfriend. Instead, the LA Times is now reporting that the state wants to focus on a 2017 sexual assault charge with new allegations that drugs were involved. 2 years ago, Grant Robichaud and Sarissa Riley were charged with 10 sex crimes. The couple allegedly drugged vulnerable women, took them back to their apartment to sexually assault them.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.